This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. One of the nation's top health officials visited Colorado today to spotlight efforts from the Biden administration to improve vaccination rates. CPR health reporter John Daly was there.
Javier Becerra is U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services. He made stops in Denver and Aurora. At a mobile vaccination site, he met with local Latino community leaders and discussed vaccine access. Becerra told Spanish language news outlets people can trust the vaccines.
The beautiful thing, as I was saying in Spanish, is that we have a president of the United States who has said the vaccines are safe, they're effective, and they're free.
Latino vaccination rates are lagging other groups in Colorado. According to Becerra's agency, nationally, Latino vaccine uptake appears to be improving in recent days. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
For the first time ever, parents of three-year-olds in Denver will be able to participate in the city's voter-approved preschool program. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The Denver preschool program helps cover tuition for four-year-olds on a sliding scale. A new two-year pilot program opens the program to three-year-olds. The DPP's Elsa Holguin says preference will go to low-income families.
They said parents that are working full-time, sometimes two jobs, and by the time they find out there is a program, the program is full.
DPP will dedicate $5 million for the program using reserves dedicated for emergencies and money saved from decreased enrollment during the pandemic. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
You're listening to CPR News, and we'll continue with all things considered. The U.S. is seeing a huge surge in demand for imports, mostly from East Asia. On both land at sea and sea, the shipping industry is struggling to keep up. Trading canals are being overwhelmed, and the country's trade deficit is hitting record highs. That story is in 10 minutes. Do you want the chance to meet some of our reporters? Denver's annual Juneteenth Festival takes place in Five Points tomorrow. If you go, plan to stop by the CPR News and Denverite booth on Welton Street, meet and chat with some of our reporters and staff, including Claire Cleveland, Kevin Beatty, and Desiree Matherin. CPR and Denverite hope to see you tomorrow for Juneteenth in Five Points from around noon to 5 and hear coverage of the event right here on CPR News. Stay tuned. Thanks for listening.